tonight also good. Let us continue study the Lord's Prayer.
我们继续学习主导文.
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们看马太福音第六章.
Matthew chapter 6, verse from 9.
马太福音第六章从第九节开始.
Matthew 6, from verse 9. Pray then in this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, and forever. Amen. Last time, I believe I finished the portion above the on earth as it is in heaven.
上一次我们讲到愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上.
So this hour we study, give us this day our daily bread.
今天我们要来查考我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们.
I heard my wife told me one of her sister, she read the Bible every day.
我太太告诉我有一个姐妹, 她每天都读圣经,
the whole year without any missing any days.
整个一年, 她没有一天没有读经的.
And then after year, she evaluated what she has done.
一年之后, 她就开始总结她已经做过的事情.
And she think that because she read Bible every day, she doesn't have a time to communicate with the God. So she coming this year, she decided not to read Bible. Then she decide to only pray to God.
然后总结，因为他每天都花时间去读圣经，结果就没有时间跟神交通。这样子，他就决定从新的一年开始，他就不要再读经，而是要每天都来祷告。
That's a misunderstanding.
我想这是一个误解。
When we read the Bible also communicate with God.
其实当我们读经的时候。 这个圣经读圣经的时候就已经跟神在开始交通。
So people encourage us to when we read the Bible, open with a prayer and closing with a prayer.
所以我们经常教会也经常鼓励信徒读经的时候开始祷告一下，然后结束的时候也再祷告一次。Because
we do not read the Bible to increase the knowledge of the Bible, so we want to show up to other people.
我们读经目的并不是说为了要增加圣经的知识，然后可以在别人面前炫耀。
Because we read the Bible, Bible is the word of God.
我们读圣经是因为圣经是神的话语。
So before we read the Bible, we have to pray to God.
所以在读经之前，我们应该向神祷告。
So without prayer, the reading the Bible is not much of edified.
如果我们不祷告的话，读经并不是那么有教义。
Especially when we force us to read the Bible, then Bible itself is really bored.
如果我们是强迫自己去读经的话，那会我们会感到非常枯燥。
And also, we have any other motivation with it, and then read the Bible. Also, this Bible doesn't give us any benefit at all.
如果我们带着别的目的来读经的话，圣经是不会对我们有造就的。
So that we can understand that reading the Bible every day is the same thing like a prayer.
所以我们要懂得，我们要读经的话，是跟每天要祷告是一样一回事。
So we can say it's the expansion of our prayer is reading the Bible.
我们也可以说，我们祷告的延伸就是读经。
If we only pray without the word of God,
如果我们祷告却没有去读神的话的话,
and many times the prayer doesn't have a substance.
很多时候我们祷告的时候，祷告没有内容,
we easily swing around our own emotions.
我们就很容易跟自己的感情而摇摆.
But if we read the Bible,
但是如果我们读经的话,
we communicate with the God with the word of God.
我们跟神交通而懂得神的言语.
God give us inspiration, God give us guidance through the word of God.
神给我们启示，神给我们带领，就是通过神的话语来的。
Through the prayer, we have a more revealed truth and understanding more deeper way.
然后通过祷告，我们就能够真正的懂得这些真理。
So I can say this new year, let us pray more, let us read the Bible more deeply.
所以我要说，在这新的一年里，让大家一起读经读得更多，然后祷告也更深入。
Do not too much concentrate on the quantity basis.
而不是要只注重那个数目。
But pretty much you have to deep more with deep into it.
我们更要再深入一些,
so that we can draw the sweetness and draw the true treasure, hidden treasure out of the Bible and out of the prayer.
所以我们能够真正的领受到祷告和读经的甜美的之处。
And here today, we go back to the topic.
现在我会回到这个主题上来。
Well, this topic also be the part of the Lord's Prayer. We encourage to pray more, definitely.
这段主导文我们也鼓励大家祷告更多。
When we look at the give us this day our daily bread, we are children of God.
当我们读到我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们的时候，我们就要想我们是神的儿女。
So we believe that God will provide us what we need in our daily provision.
所以我们要相信神会给我们提供我们日常所需要的。
But here, Jesus, he asks his disciple to pray in this way. He says, ask God, give us this day our daily bread.
这里主耶稣就教导门徒们要这样子祷告，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Because food is very important matter.
我相信食物是很重要的一件事情。
If you have no food, then there's no life.
如果你没有食物的话，也就是没有生命。
And also, if there's no life, means there's no way to glorify God.
如果你没有生命的话，也就是说你没有办法去荣耀神。
So give us this day our daily bread is really essential one.
所以这里说我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，这是非常基本的需要。
And through the day, the daily portion, when we have it and we eat, then we can understand the will of God and understand also the grace of God.
所以我们日用的饮食如果每天吃的话，我们就能感谢神，然后也能懂得神的旨意。
So we can think in this way, give us this day our daily bread means I truly rely on my life onto your hand.
所以我们可以这样理解，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，意思就是说我把我的生命交托在你手里。
If he doesn't provide the food, that means there's no life. So we rely on your ways. You can provide my life.
所以如果神不提供食物给我们的话，那就是意味着我们就没有生命。所以我们的生命是神赐的。
And also, this is the confidence that so far you give us a life.
这样子也是一个自信，就是说到现在为止，你都赐给我生命。
I believe today also you will provide my life. Also.
我也相信今天你也同样子会赐给我生命。
So this is a very important portion of our prayer.
这也是我们祷告中非常重要的一部分。
And since God provides us in everything, so we don't have to pray. You know, we believe in God.
既然神已经提供我们一切我们需要的，那我们就不需要为这些事去祷告。
But still, we have to pray for our daily bread.
但是我们还是要为我们的日用的饮食祷告。
Because this way we're showing that our faith, our confidence in the Lord.
因为这样子我们才可以表现向我们的信心，我们对主的忠诚。
Well, we can understand the grace of God.
我们也可以懂得神的恩惠。
And also, we need a daily bread, and also we need a spiritual bread also.
我们不仅是需要日用的饮食，而且我们需要灵性上的粮食。
When Jesus he was tempted by the Satan.
当主耶稣被撒旦引诱的时候。
And Satan asked him to change the stone to bread.
撒旦试探他，让他把石头变成面包。
And when the Jesus mentioned that chapter 4 verse 4 in Matthew said, "It is written, the man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceed out of the mouth of God."
所以在马太福音第四章第四节就说，主耶稣就回答说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Our daily bread is important in our physical life because we want to maintain our spiritual life.
我们日用的饮食当然是很重要的，因为我们也要保持我们属灵上的生活。
So we have to balance our life. Since we ask for God for the daily bread, the purpose is for to gain more spiritual bread so we can maintain our spiritual life also.
所以就是说那这样子我们得到这个属灵的生命的时候，也就属灵上的粮食的时候，也就是我们能够保持我们属灵的生命。
When we receive the daily portion of a bread and portion of a food, we can satisfy our soul.
如果我们只是日用的粮食，我们可以满足我们的身体需要。
If we do not have faith, that we do not pray to God, that we earn, that we get this food, that we eat it, that this satisfaction comes from somewhere else.
如果我们没有属灵上的粮食，如果我们只是简单的去吃的话，那这个满足就只是从别人那里而来。
Because you're a capable person, go outside, you earn the money, and you bring the money, you buy the food, and you eat, then you eat the food. You never thank to you don't feel any thankful God because you don't pray before when you eat.
所以如果你不这样祷告，而是你自己凭自己的能力，你是一个能干的人，你出去赚钱买东西来吃，你就不会有这么一个感激的心。
Just only physically the stomach is just satisfied.
只是你的肉体得到满足。
But once you pray to God, ask God's provision to hear this, give us this our daily bread every day we pray in this manner.
但是如果你向神祷告，求神来给我们用的饮食的话，我们就能有增强我们的信心。
God provide us food in our table, dining table.
因为是神提供我们所吃的所需的。
And eat with a pleasant mind and eat and satisfy our stomach.
然后我们就能带着喜乐去享受这些。
Then we thank to God.
我们的肉体得到满足，然后我们就感谢神。
You fill my stomach so I can satisfy it.
所以神赐给我们食物，然后我们就能感到很满足。
We can say this is a true confession, the true wonderful confession to God.
我们可以认为这是真正的对神的顺服。
It is wonderful the food that God provide us in our dining table.
这是很美好的一件事情，因为神把食物赐到我们饭桌上。
And with a thankful heart, and we eat this food that provide in our life.
我们要带着感恩的心去吃这些食物。
While we eating the food, we can understand the relationship between God and us.
当我们吃这些食物的时候，我们就能更深的懂得神跟我们之间的关系。
We understand that the food that our Father God provide us.That relationship is more gain strengthening our spiritual life actually.
这样子，当我们吃这些食物的时候，同样我们的灵性也会得到长进。
Each meal we're taking, actually, each time we gain our strengthening our relationship between God and us.
所以，当每一顿饭我们吃的每一顿饭都会增长我们的力量，都会把我们跟神之间的关系拉近。
And always remember that He's the one who provides the meal, so remember God when we take the meal.
并且我们要记得，神是只有神才能真正的给我们提供这些食物。
And we know the animal also eat the meal.
我们知道动物也会去找食物吃。
We eat the food too.
我们也吃食物。
But then the only a man can appreciate the food from to God.
但是只有人才会真正的懂得去感谢神为吃的食物。
So we can say the difference between animal man is we know how to thank to God when we take the meal.
所以我们可以总结人跟动物的差别，就是说我们知道吃饭的时候要感谢神。
So our life from the animal's life to the children's life, children of God's life.
所以我们的生命就是从一个动物的生命而转变成神的儿女的生命。
This is we can find out the man's value in this way.
我们就可以从人的价值就可以这样子来理解。
So out there, those who do not believe in God and they just eat their own food in their dining table, they are nothing different than animals' life actually.
对于不信主的人来说，他们只是到桌子上去吃他们该吃的饭，那就跟动物的生活没有什么两样。
They just maintaining their physical life.
他只是在保持他肉体上的生活。
But Christians' life is so blessful.
但是。基督徒的生活是充满祝福的。
Maybe we cannot have such like a wonderful meal like a rich man's dining table.
虽然我们可能不能吃非常高级的食物，就像是有钱的人一样。
But even though we just have a simple dining table, there may some little several dishes. But each time we're taking the meal, that we show our thankful heart to God.
虽然我们可能只有一个小饭桌，只有几盘菜，但是每次吃完的时候，我们都能向神感谢。
And then there's a proof of relationship with God.
因为这样子证明了我们跟神之间的关系。
Even though this is this is for maintaining our physical life at the same time, it's strengthening our spiritual life also.
所以它不仅这些食物不仅是保持我们的肉体能够工作，也同样子也维持我们属灵的生命。
So we can say this food is here, but we can see God.
所以我们可以这么说，食物在这里，但是我从食物中可以看到神。
That's why the Christian life is meaningful.
这就是为什么基督徒的生活是有意义的。
When the unbelievers when they look at the flower, they just say, "Oh, this is just beautiful flower. Look at the color."
当不信主的人看到花，说啊，这就是花，好漂亮，然后颜色很漂亮。
Oh, look at the shape of color, it's so pretty.
然后看这个花的形状也是很漂亮。
But the way from the perspective of Christian is different.
然后从基督徒的角度来看，就完全不是一回事。
Look at the creation of God.
要看，这是神的创造。
So we see the flower, but at the same time we see God behind there.
所以每次看到我们看到花的时候，我们也看到神在后面。
So that's why this food that He provides us in our dining table, we look at the food, but at the same time we can see God.
所以每次我们看到饭桌上的饭时，我们要同样子从饭中可以看到神。
If we do not pray,
如果我们不祷告的话
，If we do not pray, give us this day our daily bread.
如果我们不这样祷告，像我们用的饮食今日赐给我们
，We cannot experience such kind of meaningful time while we taking the dining, meal in the table.
我们就不能体验到这么一段有意义的时间。我们为什么要在饭前这么吃饭
？God is really, really, He really is more than smart. He's so, His wisdom is beyond our understanding. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. He asks us to pray in this way because there's a reason.
所以神的智慧真是超过常人所能理解的。这里说我们用的饮食今日赐给我们是神让我们这样子去祷告。
Actually, He will provide us everything what we need, truly.
实际上神当然会给我们提供我们需要的。
But when we pray to God for this daily bread, we can humble be humility, the humble minded in the sight of God.
但是当我们像神这样子祷告的时候，就会让我们自己的心谦卑下来。
When this is what Martin Luther he's so inspired. What happened is he's in a dining table. He eat the breakfast.
这就是马丁路德金怎么样子得到神的启示的。当有一次他在桌上前吃饭。
And his dog came next to him.
然后他的喜爱的小狗到他身边来。
And then at the beginning have not noticed, and she started eat, and then happened to look at the dog's eyes.
然后马丁路德金他一开始没有注意到这只狗，他就开始吃他自己的饭。后来他刚巧碰到看到狗的眼睛。
In the morning, this dog also hungry.
实际上在早上，这个狗实际上也是很饿。
Whatever the Luther, Martin Luther's hands move the dish by dish, eyes and back and forth to that.
当马丁路德金吃饭的那个手在动的时候，那狗的眼睛也跟着他的手动。
And then he inspired, this is the man's life.
然后马丁路德金得到启示说
，If the Christian life is just like the dogs in this manner,
其实这也就是人的生活。
How wonderful it is.
基督徒的生活就应该像这样子，
这
是多么美好的一件事。
Asking the provision of the daily bread, it's really meaningful, and also gives us some focus in our life to God.
所以我们求神赐给我们用的饮食，就是有这么一件有益的事情，也是把我们的注意力集中到神身上。
So this is a great benefit in our life.
对我们的生命是一个很大的益处的。
And also, when we ask here, give us this day our daily bread, it's not our future, you know, years of day, one whole year of our daily bread, but here's a give us this day our daily bread.
并且我们注意到，我们要求的是我们今日所用的饮食，而不是说明天或者是将来的饮食。
God expects us to content in our life, whatever He provides us in our life.
这是因为神希望我们每一天都能得到满足，就是满足所他所赐的。
If we cannot content in our life,
如果我们在生命中不能满足的话
，then that turn out to be make a hole to the Satan.
那我们就是给撒旦留地步。
Then we start to seeking something else and else a little more and little more.
然后我们就会去寻找一些别的东西，然后越来越多，越来越多。
We can, the Bible clearly tells us those who love money cannot satisfy with it.
我们就知道圣经告诉我们，那些爱钱的是不能从钱里面得到满足的。
But we seeking more and more.
但是我们却是寻找更多更多。
So give us this day, this day our daily bread means whatever we have that God provides in our dining table, in our life, in our hands, just satisfy with that.
所以我们用的饮食今日赐给我们的意思就是说不管我们桌上有什么我们要为此而满足
God never let us die
神不会让我们去死
When the Israelites 40 years of journey in the wilderness God provided their provisions
当以色列人在旷野流浪40年的时候神也给他们饮食
God do not kill God do not let them die because of no food
神不会让他们因为没有食物而死亡
We review this one many times
我们已经这一点我们已经讲了很多遍。
We go over and over again many times, really, indeed.
我们实际上讲了很多很多。
But once we jump into the like a reality in our life.
但是当我们回到现实生活中的时候
，Every day we worry about it, actually.
那每一天我们都去担心我们的这些事情。
Sometimes I worry too.
有的时候我也担心。
There's two kids and now they keep growing and now the demanding is a lot.
我有两个孩子，他们都在长大，然后慢慢的，他们的需要也越来越多。
I have to start to think about their elementary school and the middle school and high school.
我也开始得去想一想他们的小学、中学还怎么读。
If they go to college, then what happens?
如果他上大学的话，那该怎么样呢
？And then I just wake up. What I'm doing now.
然后突然我醒过来，我在做什么
？See, man's natures. We invite and worry, so we just make ourselves suffer our brain and our mind.
啊，这就是人的本性。我们经常主动去把这些焦虑邀请到我们自己的心中。
I don't know if I mentioned here or not, but among the content of worry in our contents, only about less than 10% is reality can be solved. About 5-6% only can handle. Actually, our hands can solve it.
我记得我提到过有个调查，就是说人的所有的担心里面，只有10%的是在现实生活中能够被解决的事情。
And because it's a desire more than what we have, so we start to worry about it.
但很多时候只是说我们的欲望比我们有的更多，所以我们就开始担心。
Because I myself have own greedy to my own children.
即使是我自己，我对我自己的孩子也有我自己的贪心的一面。
So their education, I start to worry about it.
关于他们的教育，我就开始担心。
God says you're so foolish.
神就会说你这些愚蠢的人呐。
Let's contend what we have. It's very important. This very makes us our life quite easy way to make it easy way to reach to the kingdom of God.
所以让我们对我们所有的感到满足，这就是也是一条达到天国的捷径。
Let's look at the First Timothy chapter 6.
我们看列王记上第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
Timothy 前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
提摩太前书第六章第六节跟第七节。提摩太前书六章六节七节。
Six, seven, eight.
六节七节跟八节。
But godly actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by the contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. And if we have a food and a covering, with this we shall be content.Here the guideline that Apostle Paul gives us way say, if we have a food and covering, with this we shall be content.
我在这里使徒给了我们一个准则，说是只要有衣有食就当知足。
When I look at my life, I have plenty of clothes.
当我去看我的生活的时候，我身上有很多的衣服。
Actually, yeah, open the box, then actually more than what I need.
实际上把箱子打开的话。我看见我的衣服实际上比我需要穿的更多。
Somehow throughout my training and now, I just only wear this one and this is my second pants throughout my seventh year. Seven, eight.
实际上这条裤子就是
because you go around, you cannot bring many clothes to make yourself fancy.
然后这实际上是我第二条裤子，我。走很多地方，我不可能穿得很花样。
Since one or two, it's enough, and do not if you bring more, then it turns to be burdensome.
实际上，你两套衣服大概就足够了。如果有更多的话，就会让我觉得更麻烦。
If I buy the expensive like a suit, then I always have to worry about there's a wrinkle. So I just buy from the like a Kmart, something that's the cheapest one, either just wrinkle, it doesn't matter. You know?
如果我买一件很好的西服的话，我就担心有没有皱纹，然后所以我就到 Kmart 去买一件很便宜的那种不会皱的衣服。
Then I look at my closet. There is a expensive the one I wear in my engagements and things. They're still there.
实际上，我打开我的衣橱，发现我有一件很好的衣服，就是我订婚的时候穿的，但那时间还挂在那里。
Throughout the year, I just only wear that suit only one or two times.
一年我顶多穿一两次那件衣服。
That's a life.
那就是生活。
When you look, you open there's a shoes box. You can open it. There's many shoes.
也同样子，如果有那个鞋盒子的话，打开也是很多鞋子。
I bought these shoes and then I say, maybe I need one more. So I asked last time I in the bowling park. They're just the sister. I want two pairs.
所以我买一双鞋子后，然后我就觉得我可能还需要更多，所以我就买了第二双鞋子。
Throughout the training and my now two years of my ministry and then now the tour to three years, and these shoes is actually the second one.
所以到实际上当我当当当使徒当这个讲传道第二三年来说，我们就上第二双鞋子。
Still the backup one, I have one and two or three more.
但是在柜子里头，我实际上还有另外三双鞋。
So I'm thinking that if I use all these three shoes, they might be quite close to be retired.
所以我想，如果能把这三双鞋都穿完的话，我可能就快退休了。
But I'm sure I have a confidence I will buy a little more. I'm sure.
但是我也很。相信我会买更多的鞋。
I'm sure because I cannot satisfy with that.
我知道我不能对那些鞋就感到满足。
We thank God and God provides what we need actually.
但实际上感谢神，神已经给我们提供我们所需要的东西。
We have to thank God every day. That's why.
这就是为什么我们每天都必须感谢神。
And also the daily bread that we it gives us idea. Do not seeking more than what you have.
这个用的饮食赐给我们也让我们体会到我们不要去求比我们需要的更多的东西
Just content what you have
只要对我们所有的感到满足
If we seeking for the our follow our own desire we get what we want
如果我们跟随着自己的欲望来我们可能会得到我们自己想要的
What happened that what the object that we looking for when we in our hands it turned out to be an object turned out to be idol
但是我们这样子的话我们去寻找的东西就会成为我们的偶像。
So when you have a desire, something that you get it, then it turn to be this. I turn even on the way process of to get this one, it turn to be idol.
即使是还没有得到，然后你去为这件事情而去努力的时候，这件事情就已经成为你的偶像。
And then eventually lose true freedom out of it, actually.
但最终的话，你就会。因为这件事情而失去你自己的自由。
The one that you and I are looking for turn to be your object of your reach up there, and also turn to be your life to be prison of that object.
所以那件事情可能会是你的目标，但是也可能最终会成为你的监狱。
So it is important understanding that we content ourselves, or that way we can be true free men, free Christians.
所以非常重要的一件事情就是我们要懂得怎样子满足，这样子我们才能成为真正的基督徒。
We know that our life tomorrow is not it depends on our material things.
我们知道我们明天的生命不是取决于我们这些物质的东西。
Do you think today your life and my life rely on our materials?
你们认为我们今天的生活、生命和明天的生命是会依赖这些物质的东西吗
？It is indeed it depends on God.
但实际上不是，它只是。取决于神而已啊。
So he will give us this day our daily bread.
所以我们要求神给我们日用的饮食。
It's telling us that in our prayer we ask our bread, but actually we rely on you, God itself.
所以当我们向神求他给我们每日的饮食的时候，我们就依靠他。
So we have confidence about tomorrow with God, not with something material things.
所以我们的明天，我们就会对明天也感到有信心，因为我们明天是在神的手里，而不是在现在这些物质。
Even though we asking for material things, which is a food.But actually, behind it, we ask you. It is.
所以虽然我们要的是求的是物质的东西，但是在这个之后，这里面含的意思就是要求神。
As long as God is our God, then nothing we need actually.
只要神是我们的神，那我们没有什么缺乏的。
We can say God is everything.
我们可以说神是所有。
And during the 40 years the journey in the wilderness, Israelites they.Every day morning, they go out in the field. They gather the manna for their provisions.
所以在以色列人四十年在旷野流浪的时候，他们每天都出去寻找玛拿。
But those people gather more.
有些人拿的更多。
And then they brought home and they want to eat more.
所以他们就拿回家，他们就想吃更多的。
And they couldn't eat, then it turned to be rotten ones.
但是他们却吃不完，然后这些东西就会坏掉。
And one time the Israelites they complained to God, why only we have to eat only.Food is only manna. I need something else.
有一次，以色列人向神抱怨说：“为什么我们只能吃玛呢？我们需要吃别的东西。”
Because they wanted more than what they have, which is God already provided their life, what they need their life, but they wanted more.
那他们就想要 超过他们所需要的东西，但是因为神已经提供了给他们了，但是他们却还不满足。
It turns their complaint to God.
然后这些埋怨到神面前的时候
，So they receive their own consequences.
神就他们就得到了一些后果，很严重的后果。
Let's turn to Numbers.
我们看民数记。
Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 34.
民数记十一章。第三十四节，民数记十一章三十四节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 34. So the name of the place was called Kibroth Hetaviv, because there they buried the people who have been greedy. And here those people asked for some more, and then they complained to God and Moses, and they eat what they wanted actually. Verse 33 says, while the meat was still between the teeth and before it was chewed, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very severe plague. So 34 says the people, they just buried while even they eating their food.
所以这个故事就讲到以色列人不满足，他们就向神求更多的吃的东西，然后他们得到了，因为神给他们肉吃，但是在他们吃肉的时候，神就用灾殃袭击他们，然后他们就死了很多人，那些地方就埋着那些贪欲之心的人。
So self-contentment is a very important matter as a Christian.
所以要自我满足是非常重要的事情，对基督徒来说。
When we have a humble life,
当我们有一个谦卑的生活。
When we know truly understand of God,
当我们真正的懂得神。
When we truly that all the things that He provided us, truly we pray to God, these people can be content in life.
如果我们有我们所需要的，我们每天真正向神祷告，这些人是应该会得到满足的。
Nobody can be content because somebody push us to do it.
我们如果是别人来压迫我们的话，我们没有人会感到满足。
A contentment comes from the true understanding of God.
所以真正的满足是来能从真正的懂理解而来。
And also the give us this day our daily bread is we show our heart that we want to rely on you about tomorrow and today and tomorrow.
所以并且祷告这句话的意思就是说我要向你依靠，明天和后天都像这样子。
Now let's look at the Matthew chapter 6.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31.
马太福音第六章三十一节。
Matthew 6 verse 31.
马太福音六章三十一节。
6:31. Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? Here Jesus talked to the people, say, do not be anxious, the saying, what shall we eat, and what shall we drink, and what shall we clothe ourselves?
这31节主耶稣教导告诉我们不要为所吃所喝所穿的忧虑。
If you anxious about these things,
如果你为这些事情而忧虑,
then your life is worse than the plant in on the ground.And on the field.
如果你忧虑这些事情，你的生命就是会比连种在地上的草还差的。
Look at the eye, even take care of the all the just wild flower out there.
我们只要看地上，甚至地上的野草和小花，谁都会照顾它们。
See, look at the all the birds out there. They're flying. They have maintaining their life.
我们看所有天空中飞的鸟，神都保守他们。
Do you think who feed them to survive their, you know, their today their life?
那你想一想，到底是谁喂养他们，然后他们能够生活呢
？I am the one who maintain their life out there.
所以神意思就是神就是来维持他们生活的。
You should understand that you are much better than them.
然后我们要懂得，要比那些懂得更多。
Then if you understand this truth.
如果你们真正懂得这个真理的话
，Then you should not worry about tomorrow.
你就不会去为明天而担忧。
You just only rely on me.
只要去依靠神。
Then I will take care of you.
所以神说我会保守你。
So every day we pray that give us this day our daily bread, which means we rely on Him, not rely on ourselves.
所以我们用的饮食今日赐给我们这句话真正的含义就是我们要依靠神，而不是依靠我们自己。
We know that during the time of Elisha, that God provided their food.The flour and the oil not just turn out to be a lot of flour and a lot of oil by just one day.
So, Elijah, 当时 他要行神迹的时候，也不是说要很多的面粉和很多的油，他只要一点。
Every time they take out the flour out of the containers and then put on the oil and make the bread, and the next morning they find out there's more more flours and oil.
所以每一次他从盒子里拿出面粉出来，倒出油来做面包，但是拿一点出来，第二天会发现有更多。
Bible never says since it's they have a lot of keep bring out the flour, so wow, this is good. Make a business, you know, to bring out the flour, you know, every time, and they keep coming out the flours, and keep pulling the oil, so selling other people's. Since it's in a time of drought.
圣经里面并没有提到说啊，既然这样子，这个盒子里面的面粉拿不完，油也拿不完，那我为什么不做好多好多面包拿出去卖，可以好赚好多钱？因为那时候正是饥荒的时候。
Many times, man's idea in this way to do.
很多时候人都会这样子去想。
God's way is just you content what you have. I will provide their oil and flour.
但是神的意思就是神的旨意就是你要对你现在所有的感到满足。
So this widow, the Jairus widow, she experienced every day in the morning experienced the miracle of God.
所以这个寡妇这样子，她每天早上她能都能来体会到神的神迹。
We our life, our Christian life is same thing.
我们基督徒的生活也是这样子。
Every day in the morning, the when we have a dining and we look at the table, the dishes, the provided, then this is a miracle.
所以每天早上我们早上起来吃饭，我们看我们餐桌上都有已经有准备好的饭食。
Who give us a healthy body to work and provide this meal? God did it.
这些也是神迹，但是所以这些神迹呢，就是神做的。
So actually, experience of God. Every day we have a meal, eating the meal is experience of God, and this is a miracle of God.
所以每天我们吃饭的时候。都是来体验神，就是因为这是神迹。
So as a husband, should not to complain to wife.
并且作为丈夫，不可以去向妻子抱怨。
Because they cannot contend what wife provided.
如果他不能满足太太所提供的话。
So truly, the husband and the Lord, they always thank to the wife that provided the meal and the dining table.
所以主里面做先生的人总是要去感谢妻子为他。
Sometimes my wife will provide something Korean food. The taste is very different than true Korean food.
有时候我太太给我做的那个韩国菜，吃起来跟一般的韩国菜不太一样。
But oh, tastes good.
然后我也说，吃起来不错。
Well, hopefully, do not make it this way next time. But I cannot say.
我希望他下次不要再做同样的这个菜，但是心里却不敢说出来。
Just say thank God.
只是说感谢神而已。
Let's look at the Proverbs chapter 30.
然后我们看箴言第三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章。
Verse 8.
箴言三十章第八节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8.
箴言三十章第八节。
Feed me with the food that is my portion. This is a wonderful prayer. We know this one. The word from the man of wisdom.Verse 8, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8, keep deception and the lies far from me and give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion.
箴言三十章第八节是求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我虚用的饮食。
Let us rely on God.
让我们依靠神。
He will provide this day our daily bread if we pray to God.
他会赐给我们日用的饮食，如果我们向神祷告的话。
Many people do not eat the food. Those people like hospitalized and they have a problem, they cannot eat the food.
有很多人都因为各种各样的毛病或者是住院，然后他们都不能去吃饭。
I have seen sister of church that passed away a time ago. She has a tongue cancer.
我知道一个我们教会的姐妹，她在她去世之前，她有。舌癌
most of the year she couldn't take the food. She have a make a hole here and use a pipe and eat every day in this manner.
有很多年她都不能吃饭，只有在肚子上开一个洞，然后从那里面灌食物进去。
Some people have the stomach problem.
有些人有胃病。
No matter how wonderful food in front of the dining table, but they cannot enjoy food.
不管桌上有多么美好的食物，但是他们却不能享受。
It is wonderful that we have an appetite just given from God.
所以感谢神，我们现在都还有很好的食欲。
And all this came from God.
所以这些所有这些天都是从神来的。
And let's look at the last verse, First Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们看最后一节，就是《提
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 23.
第五章二十三节帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and the soul and body be preserved completely, without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得受保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
This is a wish that, to the saint, from the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒给我们的希望。
And here they now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely.
所以这讲到愿赐平安的神亲自使我们全然成圣。
May your spirit and soul and body be preserved completely.
又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Then I thought about this one, the spirit and soul and body preserved complete.
我想到这句话就是灵魂与身子得蒙保守。
It requires physical food and spiritual food.
所以它是需要肉体上和属灵的食物。
So that we can cultivate ourselves, so that we can experience of God and strengthening our faith in the Lord.
所以我们可以锻炼自己，然后在神面前来够保守自己。
So every day we pray to give us this day our daily bread, every day constantly.
所以我们每天都必须像这样子祷告，要给我们肉的饮食。
And then it helps us each meal come into our dining table.It inspires us actually and give us a thankful heart. So naturally cultivate our spirituality.
所以我们每一天所吃的食物都能够让我们有一些启示，让我们灵性上得到长进。
So the spirit and soul and body all be preserved complete without blame coming of the Lord Jesus Christ indeed.
所以我们的灵魂身子都能保守无可指摘，能够等到主耶稣降临的时候。
Let's sing him 336.
让我们唱诗336首。
When we observe the how Adam and Eve they commit sin,
当我注意到亚当跟夏娃犯罪的时候
，and God provide them the what they need in their life,
神已经提供了他们所需要的任何东西。
They're committing of sin and because they cannot content themselves.
他们犯罪就是因为他们不能满足。
And they seeking something else.
他们去寻找别的东西。
So every time, so when we look at us, the sin coming from the discontentment.
所以每次我们都可以看到罪的根源实际上就在于我们不能满足。
So that even the small things, even the food, that we can content ourselves is strengthening our faith.
所以如果即使是很小的一件事情，例如这个食物，如果我们能够满足的话，也会增强我们的信心。
Is that way that rebuilds our faith, open, can see more deep into it.
他会把我们的信心打开，可以让我们看到更多的东西。
So every time when we pray, give us this day our daily bread.
所以每次我们祷告的时候都要这样祷告，我们用饮食今日赐给我们。
That we confess how much we rely on you.
所以我们要向神坦白我们有多么依赖他。
And how much we remember your grace.
我们有多么的需要他的恩典。
Only the Christian that we have this privilege.
只有基督徒才会有这个权利。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来一起祷告。
Do you have any special prayer request?
请问有没有什么祷告请求？
Yatsen. Oh, baby died.Pray for the mom. Yeah.
让我们为这个亚晨姐妹祷告。她住在 Santa Barbara 到园林教会，然后她的小孩大概三个半月突然间死亡。她请我们为他们祷告，请神安慰他们。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
好，我们来一起祷告。